This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to today's deep dive. I am so glad you could join us today because we are looking at a phenomenon that is, well, keeping growth-minded business owners awake at night right now.
Yeah, it really is a massive issue.
We are exploring a major, a really fundamental shift happening today in 2026 regarding digital advertising. Specifically, we're going to dissect this incredibly frustrating reality. Like, why do your ad budgets seem to be evaporating while delivering fewer and fewer actual paying customers?
Right, you're spending the exact same amount of money month over month.
Exactly. Maybe even scaling it up. But your return on ad spend, your ROAS, is just nosediving. So our mission today is to shortcut your way to understanding exactly how to stop this financial bleeding. We want to help you take back absolute control of your marketing spend.
It is a critical topic for anyone managing a budget today. There is this palpable sense of panic among marketing directors who see their acquisition costs skyrocketing. They watch the numbers move in the wrong direction, and they often feel completely powerless because the ad platforms have become so heavily automated.
And aggressively opaque, you know.
Yes, very beca.
So to help us navigate this opacity, we're relying on a single highly insightful source today. We're looking at an article titled Negative Targeting Mastery for Higher ROAS, written by Clark Mago.
A great read.
It really is. Clark is a specialist handling paid ads and media buying for international brands over at Double Dome Digital Marketing. Basically, he spends his days rescuing company ad budgets from the algorithmic void.
Which is no small task.
Definitely not. But just to humanize him a bit before we get into the technical weeds, when Clark isn't building budget firewalls, he actually unplugs. He loves playing basketball, getting out into the outdoors, and cooking for his loved ones.
I love that. Knowing there is a real grounded human being behind these highly strategic concepts just makes the material much more approachable. Having that grounded perspective is vital when you are dealing with something as abstract as modern ad algorithms. You need a strategist who inherently understands the human element, the actual psychology of what makes a person pull out a credit card and buy something, rather than just mindlessly clicking a link.
Okay, let's unpack this, because the core premise Clark presents is a massive wake-up call. He states that we are facing a full-blown ad spend crisis in 2026.
We really are.
For businesses focused on revenue growth, the biggest threat to your pipeline isn't a lack of traffic. Generating traffic is actually the easiest part of the equation today.
Anyone can get traffic.
Right. The existential threat to your budget is the wrong kind of traffic.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to look at the fundamental evolution of search behavior. Search engines are no longer just directories of links. They have transitioned into answer engines.
Right, with the AI integration.
Exactly. Users are relying heavily on generative AI interfaces to get immediate conversational answers to their queries. And alongside the shift, the automated bidding systems that run the ad auctions have essentially gotten lazy.
Lazy is a great word for it.
They have strict daily spend requirements programmed into them. They are literally mandated to spend your daily budget cap. So to achieve that, they chase the absolute lowest hanging fruit just to hit their algorithmic quotas.
Which creates what Clark brilliantly terms AI-driven bloat. The automated systems are prioritizing sheer click volume over lead quality. They just want clicks to justify the spend, completely divorced from your actual conversion goals.
Because they are satisfying their own internal platform metrics. The AI sees a user interacting with a conversational search prompt, and it just throws your ad into the mix, hoping for a quick engagement. It does this regardless of whether that user is a highly qualified lead or someone completely outside your target market who just happens to be using a related keyword.
The reality of this bloat is staggering when you look at the numbers. Clark lays out a scenario in the text that will make any business owner wince. Imagine you have a $15,000 monthly ad budget.
A solid budget.
A very robust allocation for growth.
Yeah.
That entire 15 grand can easily be drained by a combination of sophisticated bots, accidental mobile clicks, and casual researchers who have absolutely zero intention of ever buying your product or service.
Your investment just vanishes into the ether.
Poof. Gone.
You end up funding the idle curiosity and the accidental clicks of the entire internet rather than investing in your own market share. The default settings on these ad platforms are simply not designed to protect your money. They are designed to maximize the platform's revenue.
Because the platform profits when you get clicks.
Yes. But you only profit when you make a sale.
So put yourself in the shoes of a CEO for a moment. Think about how exhausting it is to sit in quarterly reviews with marketing agencies who constantly want to showcase vanity metrics. They talk about impressions and brand reach when the only thing that pays the payroll is revenue.
Exactly.
What Clark is proposing here is building a literal, aggressive firewall around your budget to keep the junk out.
And the onus is entirely on the advertiser to build that protective barrier. If you do not actively defend your budget, the automated systems will gladly spend it on low-quality inventory.
That brings us to the core solution DoubleDome has developed, which they call negative targeting mastery. It is the advanced, highly strategic practice of identifying and explicitly excluding non-converting search terms, placements, and user behaviors.
You are explicitly telling the machine learning models exactly what you refuse to pay for.
Right.
It represents a profound shift in marketing psychology. Most advertisers spend all their time and energy agonizing over who they want to target. They obsess over ideal customer profiles and keyword acquisition. Negative targeting mastery flips that entirely on its head. It forces you to ask, who do we absolutely need to ignore to protect our margins?
Here's where it gets really interesting. Clark breaks this mastery down into three core pillars. Let's dive deep into pillar one, which focuses on eliminating AI search noise. As we touched on with the answer engine shift, generative AI search frequently triggers ads for purely informational queries.
Which happens constantly.
People are just having a back and forth with an AI to learn something, and your ads are getting pulled into that conversation.
Because generative AI is fundamentally built to educate, explain, and converse. Users engage with it for step-by-step tutorials, for deep dives into historical context, or for broad background research. None of those activities signal a transactional mindset.
Clark uses a fantastic, highly specific example in the source that really crystallized the danger here. Imagine a user prompts an AI with the question, how do I fix a pipe?
A very common search.
Think about the real-world context of that person. They're likely under their sink right now, wrench in hand, actively looking for a quick DIY solution. They want a diagram or a step-by-step tutorial. What they were emphatically not looking to do in that exact moment is hire a commercial Dallas plumbing contractor.
They are locked entirely into a do-it-yourself mindset. Their intent is informational, not commercial.
But without aggressive negative keyword lists, a contracting business's ad budget is going to be squandered on these DIY how-to sessions. The automated system sees the broad contextual match for the word pipe or fix, and it serves the ad.
And the user might even click it by accident while scrolling through the AI's response.
Or maybe they click it just to look at a schematic on the contractor's blog. But they're never going to pick up the phone and hire them. The business just paid top dollar to fund a DIYer's weekend project education.
That perfectly illustrates the insidious nature of AI-driven bloat. The ad platform registers a successful interaction because a click occurred, but your business gains zero commercial value.
Not at all.
By implementing mastery over negative targeting, you systematically build a wall against that informational noise. You aggressively exclude phrases containing how-to, DIY, fix-it-myself, tutorial, and any other modifier that strips the commercial intent away from your core keywords.
Protecting that primary search interface is crucial, but it leaves a massive vulnerability open when we look at where else these platforms push your budget. That leads us into the second pillar, which Clark calls auditing black box placements. We are trying to escape a scenario he brutally terms the slumlord.
What's fascinating here is how modern ad platforms have deliberately obscured the final destination of your ads. They heavily push advertisers to opt into extended networks, often labeled as search partners or display networks.
Right, they make it sound so appealing.
The pitch is always about expanding your total reach and finding customers everywhere they browse. But in practice, these extended networks often function as a complete black box. You have shockingly little visibility into the specific websites, forums, or mobile apps that are displaying your brand.
And Clark points out that these opaque black box networks are the primary breeding grounds for bot clicks and fraudulent traffic. It is a massive, often unchecked vulnerability in most standard ad accounts.
These partner networks syndicate your ads across millions of third-party digital properties, many of which have abysmal quality control standards. Some of these properties are explicitly engineered as click farm sites designed solely to generate fake ad clicks so the site owner can collect a share of the ad revenue.
Which is why Pillar 2 mandates that a surgical line-by-line audit is absolutely required to see where your ads are actually rendering in the wild. You cannot simply trust the platform's default distribution settings. You have to pull the raw placement data. And Clark uses a line in the text to describe this that is just unforgettable.
Oh, I know the one you mean.
He warns that if your ads are showing up on random mobile gaming apps or low-tier click farms, you are literally renting growth from a slumlord.
It is an incredibly evocative analogy. Consider the user experience of a mobile gaming app. A player is frantically tapping their screen, trying to beat a timer on a puzzle level. Suddenly, a full-screen ad pops up. In their rush to close it, they miss the microscopic X in the corner and accidentally tap the ad itself.
Which happens to everyone.
Right. And you, the advertiser, are charged for that click. The ad platform takes its cut, the game developer gets their payout. Meanwhile, you receive a completely useless, highly frustrated visitor who immediately closes your website.
It's just bad for the brand.
It is a terrible digital neighborhood for your brain to associate with. You are paying premium rent for space that damages your user experience and yields zero pipeline value.
I can easily imagine how many thousands of dollars are wasted globally every single day just from people trying to close pop-ups on their phones. It's infuriating.
Which brings us to pillar three. And this feels like the most sophisticated element of DoubleDome's strategy. It focuses on behavioral exclusion for high-value leads.
This is where it gets really advanced. Because tracking behavior is notoriously tricky compared to just blocking keywords. The source mentions a technical backbone. How exactly is DoubleDome structuring that to catch these so-called tire kickers?
This is where we separate standard media buying from actual 2026 mastery. It is no longer sufficient to just exclude negative keywords or block specific spam websites. The technical backbone involves integrating advanced analytics that monitor the actual physical digital footprint of the user once they hit your landing page. We are looking to identify and filter out users based on how they interact with the content.
So we're moving beyond what they searched and analyzing how they act. What does the digital footprint of a tire kicker actually look like in the data?
A tire kicker exhibits very specific telemetry. They might click an expensive ad, land on the site, and trigger a micro bounce, spending less than 2 seconds before hitting the back button.
Just immediately out.
Yes. Or consider the serial browser. They open 10 different tabs of competing businesses simultaneously. The tracking backbone registers that they are on your site, but their cursor movement is erratic. They never scroll past the hero image. They never navigate toward a pricing page. And their dwell time on high-value assets is zero.
They're window shopping without their wallet.
Precisely.
So once that technical backbone identifies those distinct behavioral patterns, the system automatically excludes them.
Mm-hmm.
You are sending a signal back to the ad platform saying, do not show our ads to user profiles exhibiting this specific type of low-intent behavior.
You are dynamically filtering out the lack of intent. By feeding that behavioral data back into the system, you prevent your budget from being wasted on users who historically demonstrate that they are merely browsing.
This leads to a crucial aha moment from the source. When you successfully orchestrate these three pillars, when you eliminate the generative AI noise, surgically remove yourself from the slumlord placements, and implement real-time behavioral exclusions, something incredible happens with the AI itself. You evolve into what DoubleDome calls the preferred answer.
The ultimate payoff of negative targeting mastery lies in how it manipulates the machine learning models running the ad auctions. These algorithms learn exclusively from the data points you feed them. If your account settings allow your ads to be frequently clicked by DIY researchers, automated bots, and serial tab openers, you are actively training the AI that your brand is highly relevant to low-intent, low-value users.
You are hardwiring bad habits into the algorithm.
Exactly.
But by ruthlessly excluding all of those low-value queries and erratic behaviors, you are essentially starving the AI of bad data. You force the machine learning model to associate your brand only with high-authority, high-intent commercial solutions.
You are re-educating the models to understand the precise profile of your ideal customer. Consequently, the AI begins to view your business as the most relevant, authoritative solution for those specific, highly lucrative search queries. The algorithm actually increases your recommendation frequency for the right kind of users because you have proven to be the most effective answer for commercial intent.
You flip the script and train the AI to optimize for your revenue, not its own click volume.
That's the mastery.
That is a total paradigm shift in how we approach media buying. Clark frames this perfectly in the next section of the article by contrasting the traditional approach, what he labels the fluff agency approach, with the 2026 negative targeting mastery approach.
It's a great comparison.
The differences are stark, and I want to make sure we really grasp these concrete distinctions. This checklist is essentially how you audit your own marketing team to see if they are stuck in the past or operating in the present.
It serves as a fantastic diagnostic tool for any business owner reviewing their agency relationships. Looking at the primary metrics reveals everything about an agency's priorities.
The primary metric for a fluff agency is always CTR, or click-through rate. They throw parties when they get a massive surge in clicks. But with Mastery, the primary metric is ROAS, return on ad spend.
Because it absolutely does not matter if a campaign generated 10,000 clicks. The only metric that matters is the concrete revenue those clicks deposited into the bank account.
Shifting focus from a superficial marketing vanity metric to a fundamental board-level business metric changes the entire strategic conversation. Next on the checklist is keyword focus. The fluff agency relies heavily on broad match targeting.
They advocate for maximum reach.
Right. They want your ad to trigger for anything tangentially related to your industry. But the Mastery approach utilizes exact intent, demanding maximum precision. We only want the ad to render when the user's intent perfectly, seamlessly aligns with the solution we sell.
Broad match is the exact mechanism that causes a commercial contractor to pay $50 for a click from someone searching how to fix a leaky pipe with duct tape. Exact intent stops that budget bleed instantly.
Then we evaluate bot protection. The fluff agency leans on whatever standard default traffic filters the ad platform provides out of the box. Mastery recognizes those defaults are inadequate and requires the real-time behavioral exclusions we just discussed. It actively hunts and blocks non-human or low-intent telemetry.
Relying on default platform filters in 2026 is like locking your screen door to stop a sophisticated cyber attack. It is the bare minimum and completely insufficient to protect a serious budget from modern bot traffic.
The contrast in reporting is where this really hits home for anyone who has ever stared blankly at a marketing deck. The fluff agency will inundate you with reports full of dense jargon. They want to talk about algorithm updates or broad match modified variances, or they'll use jargon like PMAX optimizations, which are just Google's automated performance max campaigns.
All designed to sound highly complicated so you don't question the underlying value.
Exactly. The Mastery approach, it's a beautifully simple dashboard. We spent X amount of dollars and it generated Y amount of revenue.
If a marketing partner cannot clearly, unambiguously demonstrate that the dollars you put into the machine resulted in a larger amount of dollars coming out, all the technical jargon in the world is just smoke and mirrors. Absolute transparency is the hallmark of true mastery.
Finally, we look at the ultimate market position. The fluff approach means your business is perpetually advancing, renting traffic from Google. You are paying a daily toll just to get eyeballs on your brand. The Mastery approach means you are strategically owning your market segment. You become the definitive, preferred answer that the algorithms naturally want to serve.
Building that initial negative list feels like it should create a permanent shield. But the source emphasizes this isn't a one-time setup. It requires a continuous, closed feedback loop between your actual sales data and your ad account.
What is driving the need for that continuous feedback loop? If we block the bad behaviors and the DIY phrases, shouldn't the firewall hold?
The digital landscape is intensely dynamic. Search patterns evolve constantly. New slang emerges, generative AI platforms update their conversational models, and new, more sophisticated bots are deployed daily. Negative targeting mastery requires your sales and marketing teams to be in constant communication.
So they have to talk to each other.
Absolutely. If your sales team fields a call and realizes the lead was actually just looking for a free software integration tutorial, that specific data point has to flow back into the ad account immediately. You have to close the loop so that specific conversational pathway can be negatively targeted in the future.
It is about forcefully bending the algorithms to serve your specific revenue goals rather than passively accepting the ad platform's default distribution. When you implement that continuous loop, you transition from constantly throwing money into a leaky bucket to actually building a compounding digital asset. You stop renting the traffic and start owning the high-intent market. Double Dome positions themselves not just as an external agency, but as the technical architects of that exact budget firewall.
Which is incredibly valuable today.
So what does this all mean? Let's bring everything we've unpacked today together. If you take away nothing else from this deep dive, remember this core operational truth. In the digital landscape of 2026, you do not need more traffic. You need more customers.
They're fundamentally not the same thing.
Not at all. Every single dollar you spend on a bot click, on a frustrated gamer's accidental screen tap, or on a DIYer asking an AI for a tutorial is a dollar siphoned directly out of your bottom line. It is bleeding your growth potential dry, and the platforms are not incentivized to stop the bleeding for you.
It's entirely up to you.
By mastering negative targeting, by ruthlessly eliminating the AI noise, surgically cutting out the slumlord placements, and utilizing behavioral tracking to exclude the tire kickers, you take control. You turn a leaky, frustrating ad account into a highly precise automated growth engine that works while you sleep, delivering only the prospects who are actually ready to close.
This raises an important question, and it is a concept I want everyone listening to really mull over as we finish up. We have been examining this entirely through the lens of digital advertising and budget optimization, but consider the broader strategic implications. As AI models become increasingly advanced, and as they become phenomenally better at serving up exactly what we ask for, how long until negative targeting becomes the primary way we navigate all of business strategy?
That is a fascinating angle, defining a business by its boundaries.
We spend an enormous amount of corporate energy trying to define our target demographics, our brand identities, and who we are desperately trying to reach. But what if the future of elite business strategy is actually defined by negation? What if the most powerful, clarifying thing a brand can do in a world of infinite AI-generated noise is to definitively articulate who they are actively and strategically trying to ignore?
By clearly defining who you are unequivocally not for, you might just become the undisputed preferred answer for the people who actually matter to your bottom line.
Defining yourself by what you reject in order to fiercely protect your core value. That is a phenomenal point, and it applies to so much more than just a $15,000 monthly ad budget. It is the ultimate firewall for your entire business strategy. I love that. And with that, we're going to wrap up today's deep dive. I want to thank you all for joining us and exploring these brilliant insights from Clark Moraga's article. I highly encourage you to take a hard, honest look at your own marketing metrics today. Ask yourself if you are celebrating CTR or tracking ROAS. Think deeply about where your own budget firewalls might need reinforcing and whether you are just renting traffic or truly owning your market. Until next time, keep digging deeper.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.